Proclamation number 7341 of 19th of April, 1959. Spiritual exchange. Where two or three. It is immensely beneficial to hold spiritual conversations because many spiritual beings can also participate in them. On the one hand, those who are with you as guardian spirits and use every opportunity to influence you mentally, and on the other hand those souls who want to receive themselves and as silent listeners also become partakers of the blessing which arises from spiritual conversations. In every spiritual conversation, beings of light first intervene, which then direct people's thoughts such that their conversations precisely touch on what people as well as the beings in the beyond should be informed about, because the beings always strive to spread light, which they are instructed to do by God as soon as people's will is willing to do so. However, holding spiritual conversations will always be an act of free will, for a person who is not willing to do so will flee every opportunity to exchange spiritual matters with his fellow human being. And it is also only rarely an opportunity, only rarely do people come together for such spiritual exchanges. Yet you are not aware of how beneficial it is, or you would already place yourselves into this blessing and also remember the souls which surround you in expectation and desire for spiritual nourishment. If you now gather in the name of Jesus, this is tantamount to an invitation to come to the Lord's table. For Jesus is then in the midst of you. Even if you only come together two or three to exchange spiritual food. But the countless beings surrounding you also want to be fed, and then they will truly receive proper food and drink, for Jesus Christ offers it to them, just as he also hands out his bread to you humans, for then you will only ever speak what you hear from him, you will enjoy what you receive from him in terms of spiritual nourishment. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. This promise shall make you all happy, and you shall remember it when you gather together for spiritual conversations. And you will be allowed to experience divine blessings in unlimited measure. But you cannot measure what is offered to the world in the beyond when you repeatedly gather in my name. But it would spur you on to eager exchange if only you could see the multitudes around you who want to fetch nourishment and are grateful to you when it is offered to them through you. Therefore you should use every opportunity to guide the conversations into spiritual channels, and you will also be supported from the spiritual side. You will be brought together with those who, like you, have the desire to exchange spiritual information, and the blessing you may experience yourselves as well as the souls in the beyond who may participate, who want to be fed and watered by Jesus' love, who himself is in their midst, as he has promised. For his love never ceases, it seeks to help and to save, it seeks to give and to make happy, and it blesses all its creations which want to transform themselves into children who want to belong to the Father and therefore need his blessing. Amen.